Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Koziol, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning, everybody. Just after 7 o'clock, we welcome you in live to Tee to Green, the first edition in August 2023 here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brian Koziol, Kevin Sylvester with you. PGA Pro Jeff Mitis has the week off, a deserved vacation visiting his daughter. Kevin, good morning.
I was going to say, I'm the one who's not here. He's no.
I know.
Jeff's, I'm glad he's enjoying
it. This is the first week off Jeff's had all year since February, so we allowed him one.
Some PTO. Well-deserved PTO.
That's right. I don't think we even allow him one. I think he just did it.
That's all good.
I know. Jeff's the star of our show, but we hope he's having
in his
fun.
Mind.
With his daughters this week. But yes, Brian Koziol, Kevin Sylvester here on Tee to Green. Tanner Saunders producing back in our Amherst studios. We appreciate you being with us here on a beautiful Saturday, August 5th. And we're live at one of our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club here in North Tonawanda. And we've got a lot to get to on the show, but Kevin, it's club championship weekend here for us, and that includes me. I'm teeing off a little bit right after our show this morning.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is a big weekend for you, my friend, and I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
I did notice, like, And this is the Dylan Hayes was yes. putting out some healthy snacks there. You should use those, right, for the round. Use the 5, 10, 15 holes. That's when you should snack in the golf course, after 5 holes, 10 holes, 15 holes.
I noticed, yeah, he's got fruit, bananas, granola bars, but I didn't see any Timbits or anything out there.
No donuts for that. So,
the sugar will bring me down, right?
Yes. So are you one of the first groups off?
I'm at 8:16. That's how soon I am after the show.
No, but yes. I mean, are you one of the first groups field?
Yes. I think I'm like the third. I think there's an 8 and an 808 and right. then an 8:16.
Do you like the draw? Do you like who you're playing with?
I do like who I'm playing with, yes. Both of the gentlemen. I'm in a three. Okay. Threesome. Yes, I'm very happy with
but
this.
But what I want you to remember with this is they're not your buddies today. You're playing. You're competing against them and the rest of the field, right? You can be cordial, but like you need to focus. Because they're going to ask you a lot of stuff. They're probably saying, "Hey, Brian, so what's this with Tiger joining here and the live stuff? And what'd you think of posting last?" Don't answer any of those questions. You're competing today.
From 7 to 8 is when they can get all that info.
Yeah,
right now.
You're competing today, and you need to focus on that. So
okay, good advice.
Have you played a practice round from, like, because you're playing the back tees?
Yes.
Right?
So I have to play the back tees for my flight.
Which is fine. You have enough distance.
Which
that's
is fine.
Not a problem.
No, I agree. I was telling Bob Ashley, one of the pros here, that I said I notice it the most, excuse me, on the par threes, just visually. The par fours, because I'm still hitting maybe like a driver or a three wood, one of the two, and then I'm down in the fairway. Like, I'm not thinking about it, the tees.
Sure.
But the tee
sure.
shot from the par threes, I feel like, is where I end up noticing it the most. But
can I play the pro here on radio?
Yes. Tell me what I should do.
Here's my
for the tee difference here.
Because
I normally play the whites, but for this, I have to play the back tees, the blues here.
Yeah. So the distance, the differential, like there's, it's going to be longer.
Yep.
Right. Like the whole one, I can see the back tee is, it's back there.
Yeah.
It's playing over two bills.
I mean, this for those that don't know, the first hole at Pendleton, I think, is one of the hardest starting holes. Coming out of the parking lot and going up to the first, if you're not warmed up, it's a long par three, initially over water. You don't have to like carry it super long to be over there, but it's from the whites, it's normally a 175 to 190
sure.
shot, and then the blues, it's like a 195 to 215
so
shot.
So when you step up to that tee, you're normally thinking, okay, I'm gonna the green, I'm gonna keep this right of the flag, left of the flag, underneath the hole. You know, typically most golf courses you can keep it underneath the hole, you're in good shape, right? Putting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want you to think of it not as a par three, think of it as an approach shot on a par four. So sometimes when you have an approach shot of long distance, let's say it's outside of 175 yards, with today's technology, 175, you're thinking where in the green. Outside of that, want to hit it here. I want to hit it on this side or this direction, but if it doesn't get to where I need, I left myself something that's pretty easy to get up and down with. I want you to think that way today, especially on number one, where they're like, all right, what's the leave? And a number 10 will play a little longer. Left is dead, right? Just take it completely out of play.
Yep.
Give yourself a leave that will be easy to make par in.
Yep.
Because let the rest of the field make the disaster, not you.
Yep. I like that advice. Jeff, every time I'm playing with Jeff, anytime if I, hit a shot that I'm not happy with, or maybe I'm, I have to punch it, he always gives me that line of keep par and play, keep par and play. So I think that kind of goes with that sense too. You're right. Like that, okay, the second shot, let's say I don't hit it exactly the way I want it. Like, where am I going to be at so I can have that chance to have that reasonable par putt?
Listen, I see it all the time every week when I'm, working a pro event. What's the leave? They give themselves a leave. Oftentimes, par fives, the leave's in a bunker, right? So they're trying to work something off a bunker. They're looking at cover numbers, right? They're not looking at hole location numbers. They're looking at cover numbers. Hey, if you get this on the green, if you're in the rough, you know it's going to release. If you're in the fairway, you got a chance to check up, and it may not get all the way back there. There was a great example yesterday. Justin Thomas, I'm trying to think of the hole. Might have been number four. And he and Bones were discussing 7-iron or 6-iron. Oh, it was a par 5 fifth, excuse me. And he's like, well, is it this number exactly? I'm worried it might this might come back. I'm worried, well, if I hit the 6, I got to go 85%. I want to swing a full swing.
Right.
And he hit the perfect shot, right? But they talked it out, kind of what was the strategy, and it was interesting to hear that insight on what they're looking at. On what club to hit, not hit.
I like that idea. And it sounds like It's what is the shot to eliminate bogey versus maybe we're thinking, you know, we're watching these guys on TV, like, well, what's the shot that can give them a great birdie right. putt? Like, again, now, maybe the scenario of the where they are on the stage of the tournament, it's maybe not a final hole or something like that, but...
Well, especially that's early why
these
in
guys
the round,
yeah,
right?
These guys don't take big numbers that way.
Yeah, but especially early in the round, you, you know, you're going to get into it. Is two the par five? There's a really, okay, two's the par five, right? So, you know, if it were me, I'm like, I'm looking, what am I going to get to the three here? And I would think the miss on one is, it's long, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the preferred miss on it's, number one.
I think so.
Don't
I
even
think,
look where the flag is. I'm just saying, from that distance, like, if I'm going to err, I'm going to err on the side of long, and there's a little room left.
There's
right?
two bunkers, and they're both short of the green.
Right.
Yes.
So that's the miss. The miss is long on one. And then I get on two. I'm like, all right, I got a par five up there. That's where I'm going to step on it a little bit.
Yep.
So, but you'll know when you're in the round there. Yep. You're going to do well. You're going to do
well. Well, thank you.
There's a lot of guys right now. There's a bunch of invitationals going on. Some of it are, you know, our home club, Lancaster, has their invitational this morning. Lockport Country Club has their invitation. Wanaka, their invitational. A lot of guys waking up not feeling great this morning. And they're just thinking, how am I going to swing a golf club this morning? Not how am I going to tactically, you know, take this thing on here. So you're in a better mindset already because you're feeling good.
I get to talk to you. That's right.
Good luck, by the way, to everybody in their final day of their invitations today.
Don, good morning. You want to come on now or you want to do it later? All right. We'll bring him on.
Wait a second here.
I know.
I mean, it's a club championship, and, you know, he did not indicate he wanted to come on right at this moment, Brian. He
wanted
to take care of a few things.
We spoke a few days ago about when to come on. I don't want to, if he's in here in the middle of something, but Don, is now good or you want to do it later?
This is good.
Okay. I made it good, I know.
Don, I don't know if you're, I was giving Brian advice. Particularly your par threes are playing longer. I said, you know, I'm going to change. I changed the mindset. Play them like an approach shot in a par four. What's your leave? Don't worry about it. I got to get this close because it's a par three to make a birdie, especially on number one. I would play for the leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think for number one, really, a lot of guys, it's a long, as you said, it's a long par three, and it's okay if you don't hit the green. I mean, if you leave it, you know, right of the bunker there, it's very easy to yank it left into the bunkers or worse. So the right side's pretty open. So, I mean, if you can't get it there and, you know, in your first swing of the day, just put it in good position. And if you make four your first hole, no biggie.
Yeah. Is your son coming to caddy for you? He should be lugging the bag today.
he should be.
Great teaching moment.
Little, he's a little busy, isn't he?
Yeah. Now he's at a sleepaway camp.
Oh,
for golf.
Perfect.
It's all, yeah.
Nice.
He's loving life. Yes, absolutely.
Great Don, week for you.
I know, yes. Don Schneider here from Pendleton Creek. Don is director of golf, director of membership, many hats, including, Don, I want to give you and your staff a warm congrats on the air here. Also involved in junior camp. Kevin, I know you would appreciate this because you've worked with junior golfers. 120-plus golfers, juniors, variety of ages, beginners to kids that play all the time. Two different sessions for 5 weeks in a row every Wednesday morning, starting at 7:30 a.m. Kids are showing up like it's 7 already,
wow,
all the way through 11. And, of course, even the staff here are providing a nice hot lunch, too. So
That's the highlight of it.
It is the highlight of it, yes.
That's especially why Brian volunteers.
Yes. I'm here for the chicken fingers. That's right. Yeah. But, Don, congratulations, because I have been volunteering with it here for the last handful of years, and I love doing it. It's to me, one of my fun parts of the summer to get out here and kind of just see the kids enjoying golf. I know you love that, too.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Brian. And you help us every year, and it's a huge help. We get a lot of help, too. I mean, we've got some parents. We've got
parent
some grandparents
help,
hanging out. Some of our members are great where they want to help. They want to help the kids out. And a special thank you, really, to our membership for, you know, really allowing us to use a golf course. I mean, heck, we shut it down from 7 to 11, basically, at least one side. And they understand that we're building the future here. And I really like teaching junior golf because they're, you know, they're just an open book. You know, you can talk to them and you can mold them and there's nothing to undo. You know, that's kind of cool. And then some of the things they say, you know, they just catch you off guard and They got their own, what do they call it, breakfast ball?
Yeah.
I think it's your group, your boys, right?
What do they call it?
We have a mulligan.
Yeah, sure.
You know, maybe we do that in casual golf, not today for a club championship, but maybe on the first tee they have time to hit some balls or whatever. So they call it a breakfast ball. So they, if they miss hit something, they get another chance. And but some of the things that happen out there, and especially the little ones, it's I had one little girl, I won't mention names, but she's a member. Or member's daughter, and week one, she was close to tears, sitting in the grass, and I walked over. I said, "Hey, what's the matter? What's going on?" And she said, "Well, I don't like junior camp." And I said, "Really?" I said, "You're here all the time putting. I think you like golf, don't you?" Well, she won her division. So she came up. We give her a medal. Oh, she's smiling ear to ear. And I said, "Hey, congrats." And I said, "You know, remember week one? And you thought you didn't like this?" And she said, "Yeah." I said, "You like it now, don't you?" And she said, "Yeah." So now she's all over it. So just getting the nerves out.
Sure.
Know? Yeah.
A lot of people kids have the, there's nothing to correct, but they're anxious. They don't know other kids, and they got to get a little comfortable with it. Sure.
Yeah.
No, that's cool that you have that many participating. That's awesome.
One thing that I think is why it works well too, Don, is that you get the kids excited about golf because they're on the golf course. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that, from each of the sessions, I know we have the kids that we call the players division, the kids that know how to play a little bit more. And then we have the 101 division for the beginners. But, the beginning of each of the sessions, there's a little instruction, whether it's on the putting green area or on the range, but then they move them onto the course to try to, use those skills that they talked about for the day. And even for the little kids and for the beginners, you guys set up with the pool noodles, like on number two, it's a par five, Kevin, they set up like three mini holes out there with three different tee boxes and three holes. Just, I think getting them on the course, I know that no matter how much as adults, we hit in practice, Kev. Like, there's nothing still like just being on the course, right?
You can't wait to get out there, right? Yeah. You're kind of anxious to get out there on the golf course there. So, the kids, they want to go out and play. Absolutely. They're excited about that. And then I imagine many of those kids will become PGA Junior League members and compete in there. And that's a whole nother fun part of it. And then you kind of graduate. All right, I'm going to go play the individual, the junior tour, if I can, here around Western New York. So there's steps, just like Little League baseball, if you will. There's T-ball, then you play coach pitch or machine pitch, then coach pitch, and then you get up there to the kids start pitching. Kind of the same model, isn't it?
Yes, it's a progression, just like you said. Our camp is step one, and then step two is PGA Junior League. Jack plays on, Brian's son plays on our PGA Junior League team, and they're doing great. Kudos to Dylan Hayes here, who runs that and does a great job with the kids.
Big match, the North-South, coming up Thursday.
That's so right.
Yeah, they've done well.
I'm rooting for the South team, Don.
Well, do what you got to do. He does a great job with that, and so that would be sort of step two, PGA Junior League. It's kind of like travel baseball, travel hockey. They go play another golf course.
Oh, it's not like travel hockey. Yeah. I can promise you that. I think it's close.
Yeah, it's probably not as crazy, but maybe a little quieter. And then, if they want to play the Western Area PGA Junior Tour, that's the next level, and then from there. So if they follow that path, and a lot of them do, they're going to do well.
Excellent. Yeah, I think it's another success. So good job to you and your staff for having all that.
What do you think Brian's chances are today, Don?
He's
not trying to make
him
nervous. Just you and me. He's not even listening right now.
He probably doesn't tell you because he probably strokes. But he's been playing well lately.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah, he had a personal best recently.
Yeah, I'm excited. I definitely think I'm playing my best.
Oh, you got to listen. When you leave the show, I want you to know one thing. You've got a chance today for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think, confidence is a big thing, and swinging with confidence is definitely something that I feel like in this year, I feel like it finally clicked for me in the sense of like, stop swinging to be conservative, to avoid, and swing with confidence to look for that success. It sounds so cliche, right, Don? I know, but it literally, I feel like it's changed my game in the sense that like, I'm getting better results because of it. I'm thinking about the positive thoughts, and I'm thinking swinging confidently and not not like, oh, I got to steer this left because there's trouble right. Like, no, swing like I'm going to hit the middle of the fairway, and I think that's really helped.
And you need to play well today because you and I are going to be at an event tonight, and so you need a later tee time tomorrow.
That's right.
So
that's right.
I'll keep an eye on you, depending on how things are going here. But it's an exciting weekend, I'm sure. And is it just the men today?
So just the men, and then next weekend, so we go back-to-back. Next weekend would be the ladies and the senior men. So there's a couple guys that will play in both, take a shot at it. And then they've got guys in the championship flight, which I think Brian's doing. That's in the blue tees, so you play a little longer golf course, but that's substantially different.
Yeah. No, I was telling Kevin, for me, the difference, I feel like I see it on the par threes. Mm-hmm. The fours and the fives, I don't really feel it as much. But. No. Because I'm not thinking about it on the tee box. That's just, I'm still just hitting driver, three wood, whatever. Don Schneider with us here from Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda, one of our home clubs here. We appreciate Pendleton Creek, of course, supporting Tee to Green all year long, along with Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us. Ready to do tip of the week, Don?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Brought to you by the West New York PGA. The West New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. I was watching a reel of videos on social media of great recovery shots from some of the pros, from the PGA Tour players, of just how they were in a spot and able to kind of get themselves out. So I want to talk about that punch out shot, because a lot of them are that. Now, for the PGA Tour players, some of the highlights I was watching, they were wrapping them around trees, it was rolling up to the green and all that sort of stuff. But how about just that shot where maybe you hit your tee shot in some trouble, maybe you have a tree, maybe you've got something you've got to go around. But that punch shot where maybe you can't elevate it to the full flight that you'd want to, what are some of the keys you think to hitting a good punch out shot, or something that maybe gets your ball really back in play to give yourself a chance to get yourself right back where you want to be on the hole?
Yeah, I mean, as you know, out here we're tree lined, so it's pretty tight off the tee. And so that punch shot, you better have that in your bag. You use a low lofted iron. I like a 5-iron personally. And the way you want to play this, put it back in your stance a little bit, right of center, let's call it, if you're a right-hand golfer. And you want a swing that, if we equate it to a hockey, we want a flatter swing plane. If we're shooting a puck and we want to keep it lower to the ice, well, we finish lower, right? So same thing with a punch shot in golf. I have seen people, lessons I've given, playing lessons where they've got a wedge in their hands and they're trying to hit the shot and like, well, we're not going to hit it over the tree. We got to hit it under the tree, right? So we need something with low loft. And then we want to just finish low. It's an abbreviated follow through. So flat swing, finish low, hit down on it. Because, the other mistake we can make there, especially if it's in the rough, is we don't get it out.
Yeah.
So we got another swing at it we don't want. So, but really just, get it in play. Don't try to bite off more than you can chew. Don't try to, like you just mentioned, tour player can shape it, he can hook it, he can fade it. Can you do that? And if you've never practiced it, maybe not.
How often do you see people practicing on the range, like a punch shot? I don't.
Almost never. I can recall one private lesson since I've been here where someone's asked me, how do I hit that shot?
Yeah.
And pretty valuable shot, right, out here. So I think you got to be realistic. You just got to say, hey, take our medicine, as we say. Get the thing back in play. Get it back in the fairway, hopefully. Right.
Problem is, everybody saw Nick Hardy wrap his club around a tree and put it to 12 feet and make a birdie last week at the 3M Open.
But I think that's part of the decision making that I feel like I'm trying to get better at in general, is that because we watched the highlights of it. It's something, too, I've even talked about with Jack, my son. I said about, hey, when you're doing a punch out here, like, sometimes, and again, he's 13, of course, sometimes he's like, okay, I can hit it foot to the right of the tree. And I'm like, bud, okay, if you hit it right there, you'll have 60 yards out. But why don't you aim a couple yards more right, 100% take away hitting that one little branch, and you'll have 70 yards out. What's the difference? But I think, I think that's something that's hard, and hard for me, too, for a long time. And I guess maybe it just comes with maturity at times of just, you're always thinking like, well, how close can I get it? Or, on a dog leg, like, well, what angle could, take that extra, whatever.
Give yourself some room.
Give yourself a little room. Because you always have that room for error, just to kind of, there's no reason, like I said, if I'm punching out, I'm like, all right, well, if I hit it this close to the tree, I can get it to 60 yards. Well, if I safely go a little bit more to the right, I can get it to 70. Well, what's in the end,
the gain versus maybe the harm that you could be doing by clipping the tree, then obviously it doesn't outweigh it in any way.
And then it affects your mental state, where, you know, if you've hit, you're in the trees already, so now if I hit another tree, you're going to get frustrated, you know, and that's going to affect your hole, and hopefully not beyond that, but maybe. So just get it, like you said, Brian, just get it back in play. If that means it's another 10 yards, even 20 yards more on distance, you got a free swing at it again. You know, now you're back in the game. Okay, you wasted one shot, but it's not going to get worse than that.
Yeah. By the way, if you do wrap your club around a tree, Donna will be happy to fix it over at Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Dome there.
Yes.
They're getting back up this fall, but Woods to Wedges has been open the entire time. Just wanted to throw that in there. And really, don't try that. You're bringing injury and a whole lot of other things into play.
Yeah, Donna's a member here, so we've handed her a few broken weapons.
She's the best. She's unbelievable.
She's very good. She turns around quick, and our golfers are back in play pretty fast.
Yeah. No, it's I know Donna's. We see her. She's a great player, by the way.
Oh, very good. Yes.
Yes. Don, I know, you know, for those that maybe just, you know, hearing about Pendleton Creek here, the golf course itself is private. I know right now membership you're doing great with, but there's other opportunities. I know you guys just opened up a new banquet facility. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the Longacre Cabin, it's actually been very busy. It's great. It used to be our halfway house, and so ownership went in there and basically gutted it. It's all brand new. There's a new patio. They covered that, so no matter what the weather, you know, you can work out of that. I saw there was two events yesterday, back-to-back. And so you can talk with Tammy DeFries, and she's banquets at PendletonCreek.com. She can book that for you. And then, you know, it's not huge, but it's a nice little private area. It's cool. You can have like 50, maybe 75 people in there. And yesterday I'm watching, they had cornhole going on outside for the party. So it was a fun thing. And then regarding membership, we're full right now, but, you know, I always, you know, let people know that we have a waiting list. And the way that works is when fall arrives, I have a pretty good feel at that point. There's always attrition at every club. So, for different reasons. So, you know, you can reach out to me. It's just don@pendletoncreek.com, and I can share with you the information, you know, what our dues, what was the cost, that kind of thing, and then put you on the waiting list. So I never want to tell anybody, hey, you'll never get in here. It's, you know, it's busy. We do have a long waiting list, but you never know.
Yep. And the pub is open to the public for anybody.
Yes. Yep. Yes. And, you know, Friday nights are buzzing in there. That's the one.
You guys have a lot of live music. And
we do. Yeah. Actually, one of our members, I'll give him a little plug, is Wednesday, New York to L.A., is Bob Maggio, and he's got a great band. So they're going to play outside. So when it's a bigger band, they put up a tent. We have music tonight, Saturday night. So typically Saturdays we have music. Fridays are busy. So if you want to have dinner, reservation is a good idea on Friday nights. And then going forward, I know there's more music planned.
Excellent. Cool. All right, PendletonCreek.com. You can email Don, again, about membership information, don@PendletonCreek.com banquets@PendletonCreek.com. If you want to maybe bring your group or your event here, they've got the cabin, the patio, the pub, lots of different options.
That's where your championship celebration is going to be Sunday evening.
That's right. Block it out.
Okay.
All right.
I'm coming.
All right. Don, thanks so much for having us, as always. Thanks for your support of the show. And thanks for coming on. I know you're busy this morning.
Thank you, and play well today.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, Don Schneider with us from Pendleton Creek. We'll take a timeout here when we come back. Big shot last week on the final hole for JT Postman. We're going to talk about that, get Kevin's thoughts. So he was covering the event, so we'll have that coming up when we return. Also, a look ahead to the Ryder Cup report. What's going on this week? The guys that are on the bubble trying to get in the FedEx Cup playoffs. That's all coming up next year as we roll on from Pendleton Creek Golf Club. Along with Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel. Tanner Saunders producing back in our Amherst studios. This is Tee to Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green is coming up.
Hey everyone, I'm Niccolo Tempio, the owner of the Lynx Golf and Tap. I'm here to tell you about our brand new golf simulator, Bar and Lounge, that features three state-of-the-art TrackMan golf simulators. You can come play a round of 18 holes while enjoying all of our amenities at our full bar and kitchen. We promise to make your golf experience with us one of a kind. Book a tee time, book a lesson with one of our PGA pros, or book an event with us. We are located in Niagara Falls right next to the Rainbow Bridge, and you can find us on our website at thelinksgolfandtap.com. Come on down to the links and get your swings in.
Custom Turf is Western New York's leading artificial turf provider. From indoor and outdoor putting greens to dog turf or playground and gym applications, Custom Turf can create beautiful, functional, and lasting spaces for you and your family to enjoy for years. We also install golf simulator systems so you can play and practice year-round on stunning reproductions of the world's best courses. With our 25-plus years of experience, if you can dream it, we can build it. For more information, call them at 716-945-0283 and check out their work at CustomTurf.com.
Kevin Sylvester here for Golf Buffalo. What is Golf Buffalo? It's a brand started by two Buffalo guys that love golf and our home city. The gear features one of three unique Buffalo-themed logos on quality partner products from local or small businesses. Golf Buffalo is about Buffalo and golf and golf and Buffalo. To shop the gear, partner, or collaborate, visit golf-buffalo.com. Follow on Instagram at Golf Buffalo.
Conveniently located between Fredonia and Hamburg, Tri-County Country Club can be your home away from home this season. Located just 10 minutes from the Silver Creek exit and having been awarded 4 stars by Golf Digest, Tri-County has become a destination for members and guests alike. Come out to Tri-County and see why members and guests refer to us as a true hidden gem. With our rolling fairways, challenging greens, and superior conditions, it's easy to get lost in the beautiful natural scenery. In addition to a beautiful golf course, we have a full-service clubhouse, PGA-accredited staffing, junior programs, multiple practice facilities, member leagues and tournaments, along with welcoming members who love golf. Don't wait any longer. Become a member today and experience top-notch golf without the frills. Please give us a call at 716-965-2053 or visit tricountycountryclub.com for more information.
I'm Paul Peck, voice of the UB Bulls and head of sports development at VSP Graphic Group. Are you a business that wants to look bigger and look better? VSP can help you promote your brand with vinyl graphics, dimensional signs, and vehicle wraps. We'll take you through every step, design, printing, and installation. We are Western New York's leading graphics branding company. Learn more at VSPGraphicGroup.com.
The Western New York section PGA of America is ready to help you start your journey in the game of golf. The section, which includes Buffalo, Rochester, and Northwest Pennsylvania, is home to 275 PGA professionals and over 100 PGA-recognized golf facilities that have a collaborative mission of growing the game of golf in our region. Just look for the PGA badge at your local pro shop, and we can help you pick up a golf club for the first time, reach your goals of playing in college, find a career in the golf, and love for the game with you. To find out more about the Western New York PGA, their charitable arm, PGA Reach Western New York, and how you can join their programs and tournaments, please visit WNYPGA.com, or you can join the conversation by following them on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at WNYPGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Time for listen up, golfers. It's time for our tip of the week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal: promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
Live here at Pendleton Creek Golf Club on WGR, along with Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us here as we broadcast live from Pendleton Creek Golf Club. Thanks to Don Schneider, Director of Golf, Director of Membership, for joining us last segment. He gave you your Western New York PGA tip of the week on the punch-out shot, which hopefully I don't have to use today in our club championship. Hopefully I hit it right down the middle. Good luck, by the way, to a couple of members here from Pendleton Creek playing in the New York Men's Amateur, which starts tomorrow. One name that you may recognize from the Porter Cup, if you were following, Ryan Edholm, who plays here, actually was in the top 10 going into the final day of the Porter Cup. Ryan Edholm, his brother Tyler Edholm, and then Jackson Hummel as well. Those three fine players are playing in the New York State Men's Amateur this weekend in New Rochelle, New York.
Oh, so they got great time of year in New Rochelle.
Got to have a little longer drive now.
Never been there.
Yes. Just north of New York City.
Hey, real quick, First Tee, Western New York, that tournament, we're closing bidding. You may have heard about this. You may have seen this on social media. But through the First Tee of Western New York, we are auctioning off online a chance to play with the TD Green team. So it's going to be Monday, August 14th at Craigburn, where we're playing. So if you've never been to Craigburn, this is a great chance to play, what is regarded as the players course here in West.
Yes.
New York. No, it's fantastic. It's a you can go play where Josh Allen plays his golf here in Western New York. All right, hey, the Craigburn Club. Yep. They're going to be a great host for that event. You're going to play with us. You're going to get everything that goes with the tournament. I've outlined the other stuff we're going to throw in. Donald Ross is going to give you some golf shirts. We got some Callaway golf balls for you. Golf Buffalo is going to give you some swag. That's an on top of what I'm sure is going to be a great thing. Scroy Financial sponsoring the tournament Monday, August 14th. You're playing with us. It's for two spots, okay? And when I say us, we're going to include Midas in there. So, you know, we're going to triple bag a cart, and one of us is going to walk, and we'll alternate holes, or we'll do whatever.
That's right.
We're going to have a great time, okay? Go to our social media, at T2G Buffalo on, still called Twitter, right?
Yes.
Twitter, Instagram, whatever. At Kev Sylvester on Twitter. The links are there where you can place your bid for it. Right now it's at $820. All right? That's a current bid.
It's our pinned tweet right at the top, at T2G Buffalo on Twitter.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah, click on that link there. That's where you can bid. It's certainly worth it. Goes to a great cause, a great youth development program. It's not just a youth development program for golfers. They use a game of golf to help develop youth, and they're open to everyone in Western New York, and they don't turn anybody away. So
that's really cool.
Yeah, it's a great organization to be involved with. We're thrilled that they asked us to do this. So, and I believe they do have, if your company wants to, you know, entertain some clients, and you got more than, you know, one client you want to entertain to play with us, I think they have like two foursomes left that you can get in there. So that information's on their website, the firsttwny.org.
Yep, good website to check out. And we know they do great stuff across
the tomorrow night, New York. Brian, tomorrow night, 5 p.m., it's cut off.
It's cut off. That's it.
It's, you know, done. So if I talked to one person and said, I'm going to wait till the last minute. I'm like, well, don't wait till the last minute. You might get shut out. So if you want to bid, suggest get it in there now. And we look forward to meeting. And thanks for everybody who's been interested in it.
I agree. All right. Before we get into what's happening this week at the Wyndham Championship, by the way, players are playing for their playoff life this week. And some big names. I want to talk about what happened last week at the previous event.
3M Open.
3M Open. Thank you very much. And so many tournaments in my head here. Thank you.
It's all good.
So last week, JT Poston is in second place. And he needs, at this point, it's pretty much done, right? The lead from Lee Hodges was way up.
Yeah, he was up to 7 at one point. At the 6, it was 5, and then It was three going in the final hole.
Yeah.
Three-shot lead.
To make a
par 5.
Right. To make a double eagle, like to make a 2, unlikely at this point here. So, I mean, most the thought would be, okay, you know, if he can just make a 7, a double bogey, he finishes solo second and wins $850,000. That's obviously a large amount of money.
Well, it's not just the money, too. Now, he's, you know.
And points. Yes.
Not just points to make the playoffs, but, you know, it's points to, you know, want to get to Chicago, you want to get to Atlanta.
Yeah. He, on his second shot, played very aggressive, tried to throw it up on the green, right? Go over the water.
Well, that wasn't just the thing. His drive was inside the penalty area line. It was inside the red line. So it was on a bank.
Yeah, it was kind of like heading down, right?
Heading down towards the water in the rough, ball well below his feet, which is going to promote a huge cutter.
He ends up making an 8 on the hole.
Well, he went for it, right?
Yeah, they're debating it.
He went for it. He went for the green to try to make eagle to put pressure on Lee Hodges, right?
To see, like, hey, maybe Hodges will make a bogey or something possibly.
Yes.
Right.
So he went for the green, and it came out low. You know, tried to hybrid. It came out low and, you know, in the water.
So he ends up making that 8.
It hit a rock.
That's right. It almost cleared.
It hit a rock. Then it landed on the 3M sign in the water, and I don't want to be, you know what, I'm not going to say anything, but you'd think a network announcer would know what the hell the ruling is. Anyhow.
Okay. But beyond the rule, I want to talk about the decision. Though,
yes.
Mostly.
Yes. Yeah, decision.
So he ends up making an 8. So instead of being solo second, he moves into a tie for second. He wins $590,000, but that cost him that, you know, the score cost him $260,000, and
he'll be fine.
Poston himself actually on Twitter said, "I'm not out, after, you know, people were questioning the decision, like, what are you doing here?" You know, he says, "I'm not out here to finish second. I was trying to win. Because I would make that decision 10 times out of 10 under those circumstances."
Yes. And that's
commendable, I think, in some sense. I mean, I don't know personally, I guess, like, exactly at the moment, like, what his career earning statuses or if any of that matters, but I like that attitude.
So he's won twice. He won the Wyndham, you know, where he's competing this week, and that was his first win, and that got him into the playoffs when he won that. And then he won last year the John Deere Classic, and boy, he's been close before too. So he knows how to win. He knows what it takes to win, and he's on that level where it's like, okay, is he going to be one of these next, you know, is he the next Brant Snedeker, but he wants to be even better, you know, like win a major. I remember Sneds won like 9 times on the PGA Tour. Poston reminds me a lot of Sneds with that. So I commend him. I understand exactly where he's going there. And, you know, they're thinking completely different, right? I mean, these are high achievers. This is a guy who's won and, you know, He's not thinking about money at that point. He's not even thinking about FedEx Cup points. He's thinking about, can I pull the shot off? Now, I'll give you an example. Years ago at the Players' Championship, Ian Poulter was on a major medical, like he had a wrist thing. He came back on the 18th hole. He was over right in the trees on the drive on 18. And I forget who won the year that he did this, but he didn't go for the green. He punched out what we're talking about, and people were criticizing him. But he had a reason. If he knew exactly where he needed to finish to keep his tour card to earn enough points to overcome the hurdle, the medical extension.
Yeah.
And so that's what he played for. And he got heavily criticized for it. I get what he did. You know, it would have to be a hero shot to pull off.
For posting,
a lot of people didn't respect that. Everybody respected JT Poston for going for it.
Yes. Now, he says that. If Poston knew that a tied finishing for second would have ensured him to be inside the top 70, like, again, you know.
I think he is.
I think he definitely is. What I'm saying is, like, if he was 71st coming into the week or something like that, and he knew, oh, second gets me in, would he have played it differently? Who knows?
All right, but let's look at it this way. All right, so if he's not thinking about that, he already knows, hey, I'm playing next week at a tournament I've won before, love the golf course at Sedgefield Country Club, which, by the way, if you haven't seen this golf course, you know the term, you got rossed. You know, Donald Ross, it's happening a lot to players. Happened on 16 a lot yesterday where they hit it on the green and the ball just trickles a little bit and then, boom, it is off.
Poston's 43rd in points.
He's 43rd. And he's going to gain more this weekend because he's made the cut.
Yep.
And so he's going to move up that list. He's probably already, you know, I imagine he'll be in Chicago for the second event. So, yeah, he's thinking about Atlanta and he's thinking about winning.
Yeah.
Which I commend. By the way, unbelievable job by Lee Hodges going wire to wire. It was an incredible performance for him.
Yeah. And to just never waver, like that lead just never got to the point where a guy could get juicy in any way.
But yesterday, speaking of playing your way into play, Billy Horschel, 8 under par, 62 yesterday. He's in the penultimate group today. If things were to finish the way he goes from outside to inside the playoffs, that's what this week is about at the Wyndham Championship. It's very cool.
Yeah.
Then Adam Scott, it goes by putt, whether or not he's in or not.
It's amazing how they updates it right on the spot, which I think is pretty cool. Let's get our PGA Tour leaderboard here brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different at the First Tee of Western New York. For more, head to firsttee.westernny.org. Again, that's where you can bid to play with us at Craigburn. Make sure you do so by Sunday at 5. Russell Henley, no surprise that he's in the lead because this tournament's what? About being accurate off the tee, Kev?
And putting.
And putting. Billy Horschel, one back, minus 11. A large group at 10 under. Svensson, Glover, Ahn, and Todd are all at 10 under par. Now, some of the other bigger names.
Todd's a Bermuda grass assassin.
So he's good at, yes.
He's good.
Other players that we were really looking at coming into this week. Justin Thomas, he was 79th in the points. Top 70 get in. He played last week at the 3M Open, playing again this week. Probably two events he normally probably wouldn't have played in. He's tied for 21st, minus 5. He had a good round yesterday to get himself in. So that was one player. Thomas's game right now, Kev, what's been the talk about him in terms of whether he gets in, gets out, and how does that affect his Ryder Cup status?
He's missing putts. I think he's got to show. He's got to make the playoffs, and I think he's got to. Yeah, I think if he makes the playoffs, he's on the team. He's showing his grit. He's showing his heart. He used a different putter last week in Minnesota. He's gone back to his kind of normal putter this week. But on the 16th hole yesterday, he's one of those who got rossed. It came off the green, and he pitched it in for birdie. Totally changed everything. It could be the shot. He's talked about it. Could just be one shot. That could be the shot that changes it all for Justin Thomas.
Couple of other major winners that were just kind of on the bubble. Shane Lowry, Open champion of a couple of years ago. Champion golfer.
He got rossed on 16 twice.
Yeah.
And made double bogey, but just made it.
He made the cut. 3 under par, tied for 40th. And you mentioned Adam Scott, of course, a Masters winner, tied for 31st, 4 under. He was 81st coming into the week. So, I mean, that's three big names, all major winners. Thomas, Lowry, Scott. I know Thomas is getting a ton of attention, but those two guys right there. Lowry, 76 coming into the week. Thomas, 79th. Scott, 81. All three now with a chance, to get themselves in here by making the cut.
Kevin Streelman, by the way, had a putt on 18 to make the cut. Just missed it on the lower edge. On the line for him was to make the playoffs for 16th consecutive year.
Oh.
If it was still 125, he would make it.
Do you like that it's 70 instead of 125?
I don't know. We'll see. There's been some players who've criticized the reduction right, in the playoffs. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
I have no problem with the playoffs being 70-50-30 in that sense of like, hey, like you got to earn being on there. But when you think about the world landscape of golfers, taking 125 is still a small amount in terms of professional golf in the world. Now you're cutting even more to 70. The names that I see that are 70 through 125, like they're very recognizable. And there's some guys here, and Kevin, that it kind of changes now, right? Is the 71 through 125 guys, their status for next year?
They have their card for next
year. They have their card for next year. Does that...
But they're also playing...
Fall events count now for
them? The FedEx Fall.
Yeah.
So they go to the FedEx Fall, and they keep their points, but they can add to it for that status. So they haven't lost anything, per se, but they're not guaranteed some things. And if you make the Chicago top 50, you get to play in Hawaii now. It's no longer the tournament champions. Mm. It's just going to be the Century Tournament. So you're going to make it to Hawaii, which is in a designated or effort. It's called Signature.
Yeah.
It comes out Tuesday. The schedule comes out Tuesday. Here's the thing. Thinking about the top 125, if you made the playoffs at 125, I believe you had to win or finish in the top five to make it the following week. So I think they kind of looked at it like, hey, well, if you're not in the top 70 anyways,
right,
your chances
your odds are
there.
So slim.
Right. But the reward is you get paid next week, right? So there's 55 guys or whatever that number is. They're not getting a check the following week.
And let's remember, Kev, when the 125 to 70, like when that was made up, there was four playoff events at that time.
There were four events. Remember, it was 156.
That's right.
There might have been 150, and then they reduced it down. But, yes, there used to be four playoff events. They're down to three. And the reason why they went down to three was because there would be players skipping.
Skipping, and they didn't want to do that.
Yeah, right? I don't need to play this week because I'm already into the Tour Championship. And then they had that formula. Well, now it's changed where you have to essentially win the Tour Championship to win the FedEx Cup.
Right. They adjust the scoring going into that final week, which makes it a lot easier to follow.
Yes. It was challenging to figure out, all right, well, Vijay Singh, I think when he won it, needed to finish seventh or something to win the FedEx. Didn't need to win
the year Tiger came back to win, he wasn't the FedEx Cup champion. Rose was, but
yes,
Tiger won. Yeah, I think... That's another thing they wanted to avoid of like, hey, you got the guy that won the tournament but didn't win the...
Yeah, well, I mean...
So it was like a little more awkward in that sense of the drama that you...
Yeah,
thought,
right? the equation to that is, so let's say you have the Super Bowl and two teams make it, but you know what?
The team that lost in the AFC title game had the best record.
They had more points. Right. They had more points through the playoffs. They scored more touchdowns, so they actually get it. No, I think they kind of looked at that where, hey, let's get it where... You make it to Atlanta, you win the tournament, you win the championship. And I think there's still a scenario where that's not the case, but I think that for the most part that is the case.
Yeah. So final week of the regular season, the Wyndham Championship. And again, right, Russell Henley leading Billy Horschel by one. They're in the final group today at 150. And you like this course.
Yeah, it's a Donald Ross design. Yeah.
Sedgefield Country Club.
He designed it right around the same time Country Club of Buffalo. Here in Western New York and some other ones. So there's, if you've ever played CCB, there's not the volcano hole at Sedgefield, but you do notice some of the green complexes and some of the contours and waves in the green. There's some similarities there for sure.
All right. When we come back, Champions Tour report. We'll also see what the LPGA players are doing this week.
The Open.
Yeah, they're one of their majors, which looking forward to seeing what's happening there. We'll take a timeout from Pendleton Creek Golf Club here in North Tonawanda. Thanks for being with us. With Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colesio. More Tee to Green from Pendleton Creek coming up right after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green is coming up.
The excitement at Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda has its members enjoying their experience in so many ways. Continuous improvements to the golf course, the facilities, and the Pendleton Creek Pub are just some of the exciting things that the friendly staff are working on to enhance the Pendleton Creek Golf Club experience. Pendleton Creek would love to host your next celebration in our one-of-a-kind Pendleton Creek Pub and patio,
where our staff can make your party a day to remember. Showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or any celebration, Pendleton Creek can host them all. While the golf course is private, the pub is open for everyone. Come in for lunch, dinner, or indulge on our Sunday brunch and see what makes the pub and restaurant one of the most unique places in Western New York. For more information about the Pendleton Creek Golf Club, contact Director of Golf and Membership Don Schneider or Food and Beverage Director Jackie Dewart at 716-694-0366 or visit their website, pendletoncreek.com.
Golfers are becoming familiar with Western New York's premier indoor golf facility. At Golf Dojo, you have access to fully enclosed suites powered by TrackMan. We are conveniently located at 7350 Transit Road, Suite 3. We've created a comfortable and focused environment for any golfer to practice, play, and learn. Golf Dojo is open 7 days a week to the public and has a membership level that fits your game. Starting at $20 a month, all memberships include 24-hour access, club storage, and discounted bay hours. As well, we've worked with our friends at Custom Turf to develop a members-only, fully private suite. The time to join is today. Find out more and book a time now at mygolfdojo.com.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB putt lab center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
Good morning, golfers. Are you ready for another amazing golf season? At Glen Oak Golf Club, we're excited to host you, your friends, and family for an unforgettable golf experience. Whether you're a seasoned golfer or just starting out, our PGA professionals are here to make you better and to make this golf season the best one yet. Come and enjoy our legendary Robert Trent Jones Sr. designed layout. We can't wait to see you at Glen Oak making birdies and lifelong memories together again this season. Visit glenoak.com today to reserve your spot at Western New York's most played golf course.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
.751, welcome back. Tee to Green, live here at Pendleton Creek Golf Club for our final segment. Thanks for being with us. It's Club Championship Day here. I'm coming up on the tee here shortly. I got to get ready. Kev, you got to take the lead on the cleanup of the equipment today. I got to get out to the tee here.
Oh, you got it, brother. No
All right.
problem.
Let's get to our Champions Tour report here first. It's brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf apparel. There are no official Champions Tour players playing this week, Kev, because they have the week off.
Makes it easy this
yes.
week.
Last week they had the Senior Open, which is the middle of the three-in-a-row Open Championships, which gets us into our LPGA leaderboard brought to you by Puma Golf.
But wait, real quick, did you see the final round last week? The wins?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
How crazy they were.
Yeah, Alex Chayka won in a playoff, by the way, over Padraig Harrington. 5-over par was the finishing score, and then he shot 8 in the aggregate playoff to Padraig Harrington's 9, but
Harrington's been amazing this year.
Vijay Singh, after which hole was he? He hit driver and smoked it, went 173 in the win. All right. Anyways, yeah, this week on the LPGA Tour, again, you mentioned, brought to you by Puma Golf, the Fried Women's Open. It is Hinako Shibuno is the leader. She's got a 2-shot lead. She's 12 under. 2-shot lead over Maja Stark and a 5-shot lead over the Evian Championship winner last week, Celine Boutier, which fulfilled a dream for her.
To win in France.
To be a French woman to win in France in her national open. Sarah Kemp also 7-under par. So very cool story that, you know, that week in golf there with Celine Boutier winning her Country's Open.
Very cool. Next week, we will be at Tri-County Country Club for our show. Looking forward to getting down there. Got a chance to play about a month ago.
We're talking about greens.
Fun course.
Talking about greens.
Challenging
yes.
greens for sure. Really, really picturesque layout. Loved playing there. So we'll be there for our show next week. And Kevin, the PGA Tour playoffs start next week. The FedEx St. Jude.
Yes.
Next week, right?
At another, I tell you, an underrated golf
in
course.
In Memphis.
Yeah, I'll be working that event for PGA Tour Live. I'll be on streams 2 and 3 next week with Johnny Rollins. And that golf course might be the most, I think it's just an unbelievable golf course. TPC Southwind. Underrated. It's a great track. And it's an excellent test. And that's why Justin Thomas wants to get there so bad to the playoffs, because he won there.
Yeah.
The last time when it was a World Golf Championship event.
So he's got to have a decent performance this weekend, but he's halfway home. He made the cut, and now he's got to move up the leaderboard to get enough points to move from 79th inside to the top 70.
I just can't believe we're there already, because, you know, all this talk about, you know, the changes this year in the tour, what changes are going to happen going forward, and we have Tiger, by the way, Tiger joining the board.
Yes.
Is significant in the schedule's coming out Tuesday. Next year's schedule. Everybody's wondering what's the schedule going to look like. There's going to be some changes there. There's going to be some shifts. Like the Canadian Open might come a week. They might flip spots with the Memorial Tournament. So that'll be interesting if that indeed is going to happen. There's a couple of opposite events with designation, but Tiger was really pushing forward to keep the cut at the Genesis, the Arnold Palmer Memorial. They're still going to have cuts. So that many say that's already his influence, jumping on there, that four of the signature or designated events, whatever, are going to have cuts. Limited fields, but they will have cuts.
I'm okay with that. I'm also glad that Tiger's involved, because there was not many players obviously involved in what happened a few months ago when we heard about the last big changeover and things like that. So, yes, get the players involved. I mean, that's important.
I will say this. Like, I don't think anything – like, it took two to three people in a room to, all right, come to some sort of an agreement. That's usually how things are done.
Right.
And then you have to go get approvals. That still has to happen. So it was just surprising news. And, you know, we'll see how all works out.
Yeah. Hey, before we go, one more time here, chance to bid for it to play with us at Craigburn, ending Sunday at 5.
Yeah, and Sunday at 5, go to at T2G Buffalo on Twitter. It's our pinned tweet. That has the link there. And there you can, it's Gala Bid is the website, and it's a TD Green opportunity for you and a friend, all right, to play with us.
Right.
At Craigburn, August 14th. So that's going to be a week from Monday. It's going to be here already. It's going to be a great time.
Yep. Tonight, you and I are going to have a good time. We're hanging out later tonight.
Yeah, we're going to hang out tonight. New Era Cap has their foundation gala tonight that we are going to attend. So they've done a lot of great work for cancer research and such. So we're looking forward to attending that.
That's right. All right. Well, you might be hearing PGA Pro Dylan Hayes in the background. They're announcing the first tee time for the 8 o'clock here, Club Championship at Pendleton Creek.
I can't wait to hear now on the tee from...
You get to wait.
Western New York.
You're going to wait to hear my name? No, you don't have to.
I wasn't going to give out the town he lived in, but anyway, so Brian Koziol.
That's right. You can see the huge gallery is starting to file by hole
one.
Can
people come and watch? Members can come and watch.
Sure, why not? Yeah.
Okay. Listen, you're going to be fine. Listen, it's a round of golf.
I'm looking forward to it.
I noticed these first two groups, a couple of the young guys coming up there, man, do they look nervous. They look like they're picking up the prom date for the first time, and they're not going to meet the father.
To meet the father.
Just the nerves on looks on their face. You're going to play a round of golf, a place you play golf at, where you do just that first tee. You know,
I like your advice on that.
Give yourself some room, my friend.
Yep, I agree. Thanks to everybody here at Pendleton Creek for being warm hosts as always. PGA Pro Dylan Hayes and Director of Golf Don Schneider. Again, if you want information on golf, Don at PendletonCreek.com. You want information on having a party here or a banquet or a shower or whatever, banquets at PendletonCreek.com. All right, that'll put a wrap on our show for this week. Thanks to Kevin Sylvester. Jeff Midas will be back with us next week. Kevin, you'll be covering the FedEx St. Jude, so we'll have you live joining us during the show as well. Thanks for listening. Tanner Saunders producing back in our Amherst studios. Tanner, thank you. Great job as always. I'm Brian Koziol. Tita Green, be with us every Saturday as we say goodbye to you here from Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda. We'll talk to you next Saturday right here at 7 o'clock on WGR from Tri-County Country Club.
Hey, it's Kevin Sylvester here for Buffalo Orthotics. I have flat feet, and that leads to foot pain and plantar fasciitis flare-ups. Man, it hurts. But thanks to Buffalo Orthotics, pain no more. Buffalo Orthotics are custom-made cast orthotics that cost nearly half of what you pay at the podiatrist or retail store. And even better, their golf orthotics controls pronation during your swing, which allows for better use of ground forces and power. Those are the ones I have. Play pain-free golf this season, and do your feet a favor. Go to BuffaloOrthotics.com.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
The pros at Blue Tusk Tech provide outstanding five-star customer service while saving you up to 60% on pro-certified pre-owned Apple products. iPhone devices start at $149. iPad tablets start at $199. Mac computers start at just $349. 1 year, like-new warranty included. 0% financing available. Blue Tusk Tech is now an official retailer of YOLO Live professional multi-camera live streaming and switching tools. Check out their new vlog bar with all the influencer tech you need. Stop into Blue Tusk Tech today at 3929 Southwestern Boulevard, Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels. Enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Mitas at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.